My name is Audrey Jordan. This is my subject matter expertise interview for my ENT 600 class at Western Carolina University. My interviewee today is Alice Wood, who is the office manager at Dr. McAllister's dentist office. Alice, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am 48, and I have been in dentistry for 26 years, and 20 of that has been in office management.
Why did you decide to choose being a manager of the dentist office?
It was just I enjoyed doing all aspects of dentistry, and it was a way of working the front and the back, being able to manage the flow of patients and the doctor's schedule and the employees. So it was just a real good way to do a little bit of it all. Instead of doing one specific job, you get to do a multitude of jobs.
What are some of the challenges that you face?
Challenges in the dental field are dental insurance and reliability and dependability of employees.
Do you believe it's important to have an A team? An A team are those people who always strive to do their best. They're always looking to help everybody else out.
Yes, I believe that you don't necessarily need somebody that wants to do their best, but you definitely need people that want to do the best for the office or the practice or whatever field they're in. Just like if you're on a basketball team, you want the team to perform at their best.
When problems occur, how do you resolve them?
You don't resolve them immediately unless it's an emergency situation. You always have to take a step back, put yourself in your coworker's shoes, and think about what you want to say and what you want to do, what your options are, and what the possible outcomes might be before you do or say anything.
When you're putting your time into someone, do you believe it's better to put your time into someone who's doing their best or someone who needs a little motivation?
Someone who's doing their best.
How would you motivate that person and reward them within the company?
I feel like people should be self-motivated, meaning they should not need to rely on others to be motivated. Now, rewards are a totally different subject. Everyone deserves a little reward once in a while for doing a good job. But I think that in this economy and in this workforce, you should be thankful to have a job, and therefore that should be your motivation.
How are people selected to join your team? What would you look at to select someone if you were interviewing a new employee?
A new employee, it depends on which position I'm interviewing for. Definitely dental hygienists must have a dental hygiene degree. Dental assistants can be office trained or go to school. And the front desk, we just look for someone that is a self-starter and a good personality.
What is a typical day at your job?
A typical day at my job starts with the doctor's schedule and the hygiene schedule. If you don't have any patients, you're not going to have a productive day. So making sure the day is full and all the employees are where they're supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to be at all times.
And do you believe it's important to have more than one manager at a facility or just have one individual?
Depends on how big the facility is. I think a small practice such as ours you know, 1 to 10 or 15 people, one manager is good. But when you start getting 10 plus people, then it's quite possibly you would have a front manager and a back manager.
Okay, that is it. Do you have anything else to add?
I don't.
Okay, thank you for taking the time to do this interview today.
You're welcome.